Good morning. My name is Jeff Miller. Sharon and I have been attending Timberwood for 4 years. When I was asked to give my faith story, I struggled on where to start. So I decided to start at the beginning. Here goes. I was born in a suburb of Chicago, and I was living a great life with my mom, my dad, 3 brothers, and 2 sisters. Life was busy with lots of good friends. Everything was going well until it wasn't. I remember coming home from school just before my 10th birthday and finding several adults crying in our living room. This was very strange, and I was wondering what was going on. My mom pulled all of us kids together and told us our dad had died that day. Little did I know how my life was going to change. My mom now had 6 kids and herself to take care of. She found out my dad did not have any life insurance, and they had spent their savings on medical bills for him. What was she going to do? She had grown up along Lake Superior near 2 harbors, so in August, I left all of my friends, and we moved to Larsmont, 4 miles away from any kids my age. I struggled, but so did all of my family, and my mom was too busy to notice. Skip ahead a couple of years, and all of a sudden, I started to lose patches of my hair on my head. It continued to fall out for a few more months until I was bald. The doctors told my mom that I had an autoimmune disease called alopecia, and usually within a few months, my hair would grow back. Well, spoiler alert, that was 60 years ago. Still waiting. I grew up with a mom who was a believer. My mom took us to a church, and we learned about the love of God at an early age. Now, here I am, in a strange land with few friends and bald. I was struggling with how a God who loved me would make me move from Chicago to Larsmont and now take my hair away. Being different at any age is never good, but at age 12, my schoolmates were hard on me. I realized I didn't want a God who loved me like this. Looking back, I realized also I was depressed, so in order to cope with these changes, I started using drugs. Now, living in Larsmont in 1966, you might ask, where does one find drugs? But I can tell you, even then, they were everywhere. So at age 12, I started to use drugs, and I continued to use drugs until 18. Why did I stop, you ask? Well, I still remember drinking and taking some acid around Halloween of my senior year in high school. I recall waking up the next morning in a huge box that I thought was a coffin inside a church. It seems my friends had decided to pull a prank on me and left me in the church in this box. I found out that later that a youth pastor had built one for their Halloween activities. And so, anyways, woke up in one. It wasn't so fun for me. I sat in the coffin box for hours wondering if I was dead. This scared me enough to get me to stop using drugs, and I've been clean for over 50 years. One would think this would be enough to get me to accept Christ as my Savior, but it wasn't. I continued to struggle until I was 24, when through a series of events orchestrated by God, I accepted Christ as my Savior. Immediately, I began to study and read the Bible. I felt God leading me to do more, so I started a Christian rock band, and again, this is 1978, with a drummer, lead guitarist, bass guitarist, electric piano. My brother, sister, and I were the singers. God opened the doors to churches all over Minnesota, and then God opened the doors for us to go to prisons and perform. It was here that I realized God can use us even if we're only willing to go. It seems I was able to share my faith story with the inmates, and they could relate to my use of drugs. Many a good conversation was had. It was through the band that I met my first wife. She was presenting at a missions weekend at a church, and we were singing in. We married, had 2 kids. Then my wife was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis and had health problems due to this condition. These problems got worse, and in 1990, she went to Mayo, and they removed her colon. Life moved on, and we continued to live our lives. This went on for 10 years until she started to have more health problems. Her liver was failing, and she needed to have a liver transplant to fix the problem. We found a donor, and she was scheduled to have the surgery in October. She didn't make it. She died in August. I now had a 15-year-old son and a 10-year-old daughter to raise. I struggled again with a God, trying to understand how he allowed this to happen. For 3 years, I raised my children, worked, and played lots of Call of Duty computer game at night. I was depressed, and I worked through this loss. I stopped playing computer games and started to date, much to the joy of my extended family. They all set me up with potential women, but none of them were right. So I put things in my own hands, and I went on eHarmony. I was on this for 6 months, and through the time, I met many women and traveled all over Minnesota, but I never clicked with any of them until just a few days before I was getting off. This is when I met Sharon. We married. Life has been wonderful. We have a blended family of 4 kids. And we have blended these kids, not easily done. Bought a home in Lurth, Long Lake. Retired. Have been able to travel all over the world and met many new friends up here. Over my life, many things have happened that were good and bad. As I look back, I found that God does, in fact, love me. When I wandered away, he carried me, and when I was close to him, we walked hand in hand. No matter what I thought about God, I found out he always loved me, and that never changes. I've been blessed so much in this life, with lots of family and friends, married 2 beautiful women, helped raise 4 children, have traveled the world, and have been used by God to reach the world. And I continue to learn about God's love every day. My prayer for you is that you see and feel the love of God in your life. Look back and see where he was walking with you, caring you, forgiving you, loving you. God bless you, and keep trusting the Lord even when you don't see him. He's still loving you.